During the night Radney had an unseamanlike way of sitting on the bulwarks of the quarter deck, and leaning his arm upon the gunwale of the boat which was hoisted up there, a little above the ship's side. In this attitude, it was well known, he sometimes dozed. There was a considerable vacancy between the boat and the ship, and down between this was the sea. Steelkilt calculated his time, and found that his next trick at the helm would come round at 2 o'clock, in the morning of the third day from that in which he had been betrayed. At his leisure he employed the interval in braiding something very carefully in his watches below. "What are you making there?" said a shipmate. "What do you think? What does it look like?" "Like a lanyard for your bag, but it's an odd one, seems to me." "Yes, rather oddish," said the Lakeman, holding it at arm's length before him. "But I think it will answer. Shipmate, I haven't enough twine. Have you any?" But there was none in the forecastle. "Then I must get some from old Rad." And he rose to go aft. "You don't mean to go a-begging to him," said a sailor. "Why not? Do you think he won't do me a turn when it's to help himself in the end, shipmate?" And going to the mate, he looked at him quietly, and asked him for some twine to mend his hammock.